in Psalms 91. Book of Psalms, we say all the time, when you need encouragement, go to the book of Psalms number 91 and you can find everything that you need. And we need some things today. And God said, this is for you, 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 and it's for me. This is what God is saying in the book of Psalms 91. And we're not going to start at verse 1. We're going to drop down to verse 9 and look at verses 9 through 11.
Yes, God.
Verses 9 through 11. And the word says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Say that again. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. You've given it over to God. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Yes, God.
Amen.
And God just says, I want you to understand something. We got protection through the end.
Oh, my God.
We got protection through the end. Now, I can't tell you when the end is going to be. I wish I could, because then some people would find comfort. But it don't matter when the end is going to be. We got protection through the end.
My God.
I just want to share just a quick story with you. Just a quick story with you. And Deacon Solomon was talking about yesterday, and we attended that service, and I'd been asked to do some things, and On yesterday, you know, with all this technology, sometimes it don't work, y'all. Sometimes it don't work. Yesterday, I was supposed to be at a service with Sister Naomi, and I had committed to do that, and there I was. But the hour before, they were eulogizing my cousin. And it was in Cleveland, Ohio, and she's my 57-year vintage year. I talked about that yesterday, and there I was. I said, well, if I get down there early, I can sit in the parking lot and I can live stream the first half of it and just watch it on Facebook Live. Well, there was a problem with that. I left home early, y'all. I got out of the house early. I left before 9 o'clock for less than an hour, about an hour drive to the south side. But as I was on my way, my GPS said, uh-oh, they got a 41-minute delay if I go the normal route. And it said, oh, now you got to go all the way downtown and then you got to shoot around. And then all of a sudden the enemy got busy. And I'm just telling you my story. This is my testimony. I don't like driving on the Dan Ryan no more because I don't want to have to get mad at somebody. They drive like they're crazy. So all of a sudden the enemy started feeding us, and I get down to the Dan Ryan freeway and I started to head south. And sure enough, as I get on the Dan Ryan, 5 or 6 cars driving 90 miles an hour come flying by me in and out, and I'm sitting here going, God said, what you worry about? You protected, boy. Just drive your 60 and be happy.
My God.
And they zooming by, and I'm zooming by. See, you better watch out. They might be coming. They can't hijack me. So I found peace, but I finally get there. And I'm like, okay, I go to connect, and the first book live ain't working. I'm like, Lord, please. God said, that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. Say, she covered. You know she protected. You know where she is. Go do what I assigned you to do.
My God.
So I go to do what I'm supposed to do, and Deacon Solomon Underwood, he said he heard the music playing. He don't know what it took to get all that music put together. The programs didn't want to work. The internet went down, the computer, and nobody seemed more. I said, okay, God, you just know. When we plugged it in, it all worked.
My God.
So I say, thank you, Lord. And the presence of God was in that place.
Yes.
No, I got to tell you, when it comes time to my obituary, I just got to tell you, First Lady, no, when it comes time to my obituary, don't y'all look for what I did. Because you ain't going to see how people take 1.5 and 2 pages and 3 pages of what they did and how many people to help. You're going to see he was born. You're going to see he accepted Jesus, and you're going to see it's over. He with his God. Because all that other stuff don't mean nothing. I was born. God gave me a date to come in this world. I had an appointment to meet Jesus and accept my Jesus, and I got a time to go and be with him. Because all that other stuff ain't about God. It's about you, and the folks want to know what you did so they can woo-hoo-hoo, and that's okay if that's what you want, but it's about three things. Because some folks don't have all that, but it's still about the same thing. God said, I gave you life. You said you gave it back to me. Now I'm going to receive you into myself. And in the middle of that, I got protection through the year.
Amen.
I got your back. I got you covered. I got the front, the back, the side, the up and the down. Anything that you need, everything that you go, I will provide. Somebody said, be strong in the Lord and be of good strength. Somebody said, be courageous. Don't give up. All of that, God said, I got you.
Yes.
Amen. So protection, protection, protection. When we're going through protection and protection, that's just something we need to know. So the first thing today we want to understand is protection through the end. He said here in Psalms 91, he said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. David started this psalm started in 91. I said, David, this psalm started in 91. He said, what? Look at this. Look at this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, so what shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty? That's the one. We love to go there. That's a good thing. I'm in the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
But I got a question. Do we understand what being in the shadow of the Almighty means? Sometimes we want to be in the shadow, but we don't want to be on the inside. Mercy. Y'all ain't never done that. You lurked around the outside. You were looking in, but you didn't want to be in. But he talks about the shadow. He's talking about being under that person so that their presence covers you.
Yes.
Their presence will take away who you are. So when you're under their shadow, you ain't you. The shadow covers you. Says under what? The shadow, abide under the shadow, not of anybody, but the Almighty.
Amen.
So then I can say, ye is my refuge. And this makes reference to that. Because you have said God is your refuge here. Verse 9, he said, guess what? You made him your habitation. He said, because you did that earlier in this chapter, because you've done that in life, he said, there shall no evil befall you. Nothing shall happen to you. When the little eagles are born and they're under the shadow of the mama or the daddy, they know nothing can bother them. We need to understand that. When I had my daddy's hand growing up, nobody could bother. I had mama's hand. There was still a possibility, but there was something about daddy's hand. Nothing could bother me. But I understood that wasn't about my daddy. That was pointing to my real daddy, my God in heaven. When we got the Father's hand and we underneath his shadow, nothing. COVID can't bother you. It can attack your body. It can make you struggle to breathe. But guess what? When we really talk about the truth, you are a spiritual being with God, so it can't bother you. And when COVID said, I'm going to wreck this body, that's all right, because God said, I've given you a new body and a new home. And when it's time, you're going to come be with me and you protect it through the end. Oh, that thing down there that says evil, that thing down there that has no good, that thing down there that was born a woman, that thing down there that's appointed to die, I've given you a new home that's under my shadow, under my spirit, that will never die, so you're going to be okay.
Amen.
You don't have to believe me. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. Let me tell you what the Almighty and what's going to happen. Jesus was tempted, right, in Matthew 4, 6, and 7. We know the scripture, the second temptation says what? And he said, until the Son of God cast thyself down, for it is written, he should give himself his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they should bear thee up, lest at any time that will dash their foot. And Jesus said to him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The reason he was saying that, because what the enemy was saying was true. There are angels, and we're not talking about those little dainty angels. We're talking about the big, powerful angels that come to God's rescue, the big, powerful angels that go to war before you ever feel the increase. They battling on your behalf every single day. These are the warrior angels. I'm not talking about the comfort make you feel good angels. I'm talking about the warrior angels, bigger than anything. They got wings. When they flap their wings, they throw the dust away. When they look around, the scare that's in their eyes will scare the enemy, that he runs for the hills. I'm talking about the angels of the Lord that do take charge. And that's what he was saying. Say, yeah, it is true, but you can't tempt me because I'm the one who controls the angels. Satan, you're trying to tempt me to react to what you're doing, and I'm going to tell you I ain't got to react because I'm already protected. That's a word for us today. We're already protected by God. Why are we reacting to what this one's saying, that one's saying, what this one's saying? No, COVID can't get me. No plague can get me. It says it in the word. You ain't got to worry because what? It's already done.
Amen. Amen.
So I got protection. So thank you, Brother James, because I love your testimony because it speaks the truth. When you heard it, you praised God. Now today you're still praising God because he back doing all the things he used to do, and there ain't no sign of nothing. There might be a scar, but that's okay because the scar just said, look at how awesome my God is. That's okay. You're going to see things come out of him that he's going to be saying things and praying things before this thing is all over because he know now firsthand who God is and why God, and he's been protected by the angels, when the bullet hit, the angels say, follow me, bullet. It can't hit that. I'm going to navigate through, but nobody else. That's how awesome my God. He's protected until the end.
Yes,
my God.
Somebody said, but they died from COVID. That's all right. God said they had enough. I just navigated them all to be with me.
My God.
Safe in my arms. Never to sneeze again. Never to cough again. Never to hurt again. Then we have to understand, look at these angels. Proverbs 3, 25, 26 says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And I experienced this yesterday when I was driving down and I hit Dan Ryan to go south. And I just don't like the way they drive. I ain't scared of them, but it's just craziness over and over. Shootings, and you see people flying. And all of a sudden, I was about to be afraid. He said, but be not afraid of sudden fear, other than of the desolation. Say, look, these folks out there that don't know no better, can't do no better, they're going after what? Don't be afraid of their wickedness. Be strong in the Lord. So instead of being afraid, I began to praise it, and I began to pray.
My God.
So I'm running down Dan Ryan, and I go by the White Sox, say, I'm just praying over every car that I drive by or that go flying by me. Lord, protect them from their own evil. Protect them from their own doubt. Show them a word, Lord God. Send somebody, Father God, that will help them. And I'm coming to tell you, it was black and white. It was young and old. It didn't matter. It wasn't just the young thug. No, it was some old folks, too. It was some white folks and some black folks and some Hispanic folks. It was all kind of folks. I didn't care. Just, Lord, protect them. Watch over them. Show them who you are, because we got protection through the end.
Thank you, Lord.
And I could be at peace to go do what God wanted me to do. I couldn't be upset. I couldn't be, because when I got to where I was going, there were some services for somebody who had been shot, and there were some services from some former gangbangers, and they were all up in there, and they were all upset, and you could sense it all over the place. And Deacon Solomon told the testimony, yes, there was, but there was some place that we had to be, and because of what we were going to do, when you walked into the room and you walked into the presence, there was peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Oh, I said hallelujah. 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 Like, don't be afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation when it's coming. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. The Lord shall be my shadow. The Lord shall be over my habitation. I'm in his shadow.
Yes.
Yes, God.
And then it reminded me of Jeremiah. And God said, well, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected. He said, God said, I know what you need. I know my thoughts with you. And there's got to be an expected end. And for order you to get to the end, you got to have protection to the end. And verse 12 said, then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Do you understand that when you pray unto God, you get into his shadow? Somebody, you're in the shadow of the Almighty. When you praying to God, and when you pray to God, he will be your end. And when he's your end, you can call upon him, and everything said he'll come to you. And so if you're in a situation that ain't good, and God called you, call on God. He comes and puts your shadow, and he's over you. Say, you will seek him, you will find me, and will you search for me with all your heart. So if you're sincere with what God says to you, and when you go to prayer, you will see this peace, which is a shadow. shadow of God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
This peace. I come to tell you when we're struggling, and this is a truth for all of us, when we're struggling, we're holding on to some things that are in our mind or our circumstances, and we're not accepting all the peace that God has set for us. It's not saying it's a bad thing. It's just the reality of a struggle. Sometimes to get better, we got to acknowledge that I'm in a difficult place. But when we pray to God and we surrender to God, his strength and his shadow will overcome us. And his strength and his shadow will protect us, and he sends us what we need.
Amen. My God.
Now, here's the real truth. Sometimes it's instantaneous. Sometimes it happens right away. Other times, we got to stay there for a minute, because God knows that he has to work with us. It's like if you ever made bread or you're going to make biscuits or do something like that, you got to knead the dough a little bit. God knows how much kneading we need.
My God.
The first one was K-N-E-A-D. The second was N-E-E-D. Y'all get that, right? God knows how much manipulation and how much he's got to just bring us around. For some, he can slap it on the counter and it's ready to go. For others, he's baking bread and he got to do it over and over because he's got to activate the yeast. And as you activate the yeast, that's activating the spirit, so that what we surrender from our own thoughts in our mind and keep racing to the thoughts of God.
Go ahead.
So I don't know where you are, and don't be feeling bad if somebody makes a statement that you need to turn over to God. You say, I am, and God's just working on me to get me where I need to be, and it might just be taking me a little while longer. That's okay. Because the protection don't go away. The protection is there until the end.
Amen.
God comes to meet you wherever you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Say that again, brother. Thank you, Lord. I'll meet you wherever you are.
Thank you, Lord. My shadow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our protection is there through the end. And I can get into more scripture there. But it said there's so much. But he just wants you to know it's there to the end. Now, we need to understand that there's proof. Our protection is proof, and protection is proof. Look at Psalms 34, 7 and 9. This is what Jesus was referring to when he talked in Matthew 4. The angel of the Lord camps round about them that fear him and delivereth him. Taste and what? See that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts. Say the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear. The minute you say, let me explain fear. The minute you say, Lord, it's not about me. I accept you as my personal savior. I surrender my soul to you, because that's what was required by the death of the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus and his resurrection. That's required. The minute that you do that, all of a sudden now you have this peace. You have this encampment around you. You don't have to worry. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts. When you trust God, when you taste the salvation of God, when you taste the deliverance of God, when you taste the protection of God, when you taste the healing of God, when you taste the delivery of God, you know that he is good. Said, blessed is the man. And then he said, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear. Lord, not giving it over to you, I'm not going to want for nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I don't want for nothing.
Yes.
No, just a few Psalms earlier in this, David said what? In Psalm 27, he said, wait, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they did what? They stumbled and they fell. Though a host would encamp around against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. And this one thing, what? Will I be confident? One thing I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold what the beauty of, that's what the word. The protection that David knew is proof. The protection that you know is proof.
Yeah.
Let me bring it a little closer. You know the story about Paul, right? Paul was on his way, and they knew Paul was a prisoner. But on the way to where Paul was going, there was the storm came up, and they had to get off the boat. It's in Acts, y'all. Acts 28. And when he got off the boat in this land where the barbarians and everybody were, there were some things that said, they escaped. It said the first understanding was when Paul came, they said, wait a minute. They don't like these people. Something's wrong, but said nonetheless, they showed to be neighbors. They showed to be hospitable, and that was okay. And then when Paul was by the fire and he was warming himself up, a viper bit him. And when the viper bit him, he didn't fall over and die. He shook it off. And when he shook it off, the barbarians knew, uh-oh, we thought this man, he must be evil, and that was okay. But when he shook it off, they said, nope, wait a minute, this man must be a god. That was proof. Why? Because Paul was protected. So nothing that the viper would normally do. When you were bitten by a viper, 60 seconds later, you were dead.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's still that way today. But when the viper bit Paul, Paul didn't say, ouch. He didn't say it hurt. He just shook his hand and it went on away. But somebody ought to say, every
my
now
God,
and then,
God.
We know the protection is proof. We just shake it off and keep on going. We ain't got to go, woe is me. We ain't got to do any of that stuff. But they said, wait a minute. But this is what happened. Here's how I'd like to know. When you're in the shadow of the Almighty and you know protection to the end, they came to Paul because there was somebody who was sick that was important to these barbarians. And when they took Paul to him, Paul did what God told him to do. He was neighborly. He prayed and he healed them. Then all of a sudden, the whole island in that area started bringing sick folk after sick folk and sick folk after sick folk to Paul. And Paul prayed and healed them all. So then they realized he wasn't the little G-O-D. He represents the big G-O-D. This My man God. Is an anointed of God. I don't care what they say. I don't care why they made him a prisoner. I don't care what they think they're doing. But this man is somebody and he belonged to God. So I'm going to get my healing. I'm going to get my peace. I'm going to get my protection.
My God, my God.
It's just in the word, y'all. That's just in the word. So they honored him. And when they departed, when he left and they had to go, they gave him all kind of stuff. So they loaded him. They laded him with such things that he needed for the journey. So they gave him food, they gave him water, they gave him clothes, they gave him everything he needed for the journey. If money was like money is today, they loaded up his bank account. That's just what they did. Why? Because he was doing what thus saith the Lord. So we have to understand, our protection is there until the end. 2 Thessalonians, now I'm going to be done soon. He said, finally, brother, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. We need to pray for one another that we would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. We talk about being thankful. We talk about the protection. When we are doing the right thing and standing on the truth, evil and wicked men will come after you.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm reminded, and I'm this spent time in corporate America, but I'm reminded, and I thank God daily for one thing. God told me when I first became a manager in April of 1984, April 22nd to be exact, 23rd to be exact, I became a manager of my own branch for the very first time. And God told me, whenever you fire somebody, make sure they leave whole. Make sure they leave knowing that they're somebody. Don't just fire somebody because somebody tell you. You need to make sure they were whole. And I became a manager and I went out to California, and every time somebody went and didn't like what somebody said, fire them. When I come back a month later, fire them and fire them and fire them. And the Lord says, well, Lord, well, what do I do? That's not right. God said, do what I tell you to do. And to this day, and this is almost 30 years later, over 30 years later, I've never fired somebody without it being the right thing to do and in the right way. And they didn't like me because of it. And that's okay. The evil men wasn't happy that I disobeyed what they said, but I had to live with what God told me. And I wasn't going to fire you. Now, if you needed to go, you were going to go, but you were going to be a whole person. Understand that you still had some skills. This just wasn't for you. But just to say, get them out the door today, I was not going to do that. And so because I stood, God said, I'll make a way. I suffered some things, but God still made a way. I didn't get promotions, but God still got a way. They kicked me out of one company and then another because I stood for the truth. God still made a way. And today I'm still going to stand for the truth. And folks are still trying to kick me out of this group and that group. Because, man, you just won't change. Why am I going to change when the Lord said this is the truth?
My God.
Man,
he just protected me. It got protection for all of us through the end.
Yes.
I don't care what the world says. I don't care that they're doing this thing and that thing. Here's the truth. And the truth is of God. But there's some wonderful things. When we know that protection is to the end, and protection, we got proof of it. It's proof of who God is. The end is our protection. Somebody didn't get that.
My God.
The end is our protection. And I want you to understand that the psalmist said in 118, this is true. The right hand of the Lord, Psalms 118 and 60 said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth value. He said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I quote that scripture all the time. That's one of our favorites. It's almost said daily in our household. And he said, the Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over to death. Open to the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and I become my salvation. I'm not talking about the gate to your house or the door to your house or the gate to the outer court. I'm talking about the gate of heaven. And the gate of heaven, it will not prevail. You got to see your vision here. Our gate that we're headed to are the gates of heaven that God has created so that we can get there. But there's only one way in there. So what? Straight is the gate.
Amen.
Jesus.
And then in this Psalms right here, 91 and 15, it says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. The word says right here in Psalms 91, said, I got security in God. I dwelleth in the secret place. He said, what? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. I made you my refuge. There should be no evil. In verse 15, he said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. This is what the Lord has said. I will be with him in trouble. I will be him out of trouble. I will be with him. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Look, long life, all the days of our life. When we dwell with the Lord, when we follow the Lord, we're under the shadow of the Almighty. Long life, we understand protection is there until the end. Long life, we understand there's proof of my protection. How many of them get you here? I can get you to raise your hand and shout out me, amen. But how many times God has delivered you? How many times God has protected you? How many times God has made a way for you, even when you weren't trying to do what he wanted, but God still keeps making a way on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad about it. Why? Because the world can't do me no harm. Somebody needs to say whatever it is. Somebody said it was amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. I once was unprotected, but now I'm found and unprotected. Was blind, but now I see. I didn't understand what the light was. I didn't understand what truth was, but now I get it. So he pulled the blood. I know that my protection. Somebody else said, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
We just sang it. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. He watches over me. It's going to be okay. We just sang it. God's never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle. We just sang it. What? He's a way maker, spiritual worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Why? Because he's our protection to the end. Why? Because he'll never leave nor forsake us. Why? For when we have to go and hide in the caves of the mountains and we're afraid, God will gird us up. And then God will send back. Elijah got scared. But then God gave him some more work to do. And he went back into the battlefield. Every now and then, we'll run and hide. Every now and then, we'll shuck and duck. Every now and then, we'll get a little shaky knees. But that's all right. When we get under the shadow of Almighty and we think about, oh God, you are my refuge. Oh God, you are my strength. Oh God, I walk in your shadow. We'll stand upright and steady ourselves. And we'll get singing while I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. So I promise that I would serve him until I die. Why? Because I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I might lose my flag in battle, but I still got the staff of God in my hand, and I'm going to bring it over to the promised land. Somebody understands that no matter what it looks like, no matter how difficult it might be, when you're in the shadow of the Almighty. So we say, thank you, Lord. We say, thank you, Lord. Protection until the end. Somebody, you got testimony after testimony. And when you stop and think about this later, you're going to get to shouting. When you stop and think about it later, you're going to want to cry. When you stop and think about it later, you're going to start counting up your blessings, how many times God has protected you. over and over and over. Somebody right now, you're afraid that God ain't doing what God needs to do because it don't look like what I want it to look like. But God's still saying, I still protect you. I still watch over you. I still got you. All you got to do is search your heart and seek me first and let this understanding. Then all of a sudden you will be okay because you will have the peace that passes all understanding and you'll begin to rejoice. And then you'll go to work to help those that are not quite where you are to try and get where you are, to get where God wants them to be. That's what I know about this word of God. When you do for others because God sent you to do, it takes away your fears. It takes away your doubts. It takes away anything that's coming against you because you're focused on what God. That's what God did. See, Jesus never looked at what they were doing to him. He only looked at what he was doing for the Father.
My God.
So today, just know that you 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 know that God is our protection until the end. And as we come to end this service today, and we know that this is our first Sunday, we will pause to remember. We will pause to remember the sacrifice that Jesus paid for us. Pause to remember his suffering. Pause to remember the evil things they said about him. Pause to remember that he did it just for you and for you and for you. Pause to remember that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Pause to remember that our God gave his life for you. So we can't bless these elements, but we're going to ask God's blessing upon them. And as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper together, to remember, understand that as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we know that our protection is until the end.
Yes.
Understand and remember, as we seek God first, we will cast all our cares upon him. We will confess those things that are not like God, that are not of God. We will acknowledge those things that we will try and do better. Love one another as he has loved us. This is the greatest commandment. So now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray your blessing upon this bread and this wine. We pray now, Father God, that we would confess anything that's not like you. Confessing our doubt can't be under your shadow. Confessing our fear, it can't be under your shadow. Yeah. Confessing our self-centeredness, it can't be under your shadow. So we leave it out, Lord God. And then, Father God, once we ask you to take it away and we've accepted you as our Savior, we thank you, Lord, for the host that you encamp around us. We thank you for your angels, Lord God. When doubt comes our way, it defends us, Lord God. Jesus. When fear comes our way, it defends us, Lord God. When self-centered comes our way, Lord God, it stands in the way and blocks, Lord God. No matter what analogy we use, Father God, it protects us. So whether you're our offensive line, or you're our defensive line, or the offender on a soccer field, or the psychiatrist or psychologist, or the best friend who will just love us beyond, Lord, we say thank you, for you are all in all.
Yes.
Now as we come to you, we come with no ought in our hearts. So in this moment, Lord God, forgive us for anything that we've done against your will and your word. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. There we go. The bread represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us eat together. J. juice represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed for the remission of sins. Let us drink together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be prayerful one for another. Just before we started, Lord said, pick up this scripture book. It says, Bible promises for strength. Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. That's for Monday. For Tuesday, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27 and 1. Wednesday, may you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. For all endurance and patience with joy. Colossians 1 and 11. Thursday, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 and 9. Friday, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 8 and 10. And then on Saturday, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Proverbs 18 and 10. And then Sunday, it says, oh, my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. Psalms 59 and 17. The Bible promises for our strength, protection until the end. If you heard something, do what?
Tell somebody.
Tell somebody God is their protection.
Yes.
Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord.